The 8th annual Raymond Beecher Lecture at the Thomas Cole Historic Site entitled America's Eden, Thomas Cole and the Voyage of Life will take place this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Dr. Paul Schweitzer, Museum Director Emeritus of the Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute in Utica, will share new findings about one of Cole's most iconic series, The Voyage of Life. The talk comes with the occasion of this iconic series embarking on a new national tour in the exhibition, America's Eden. The exhibition is curated by Schweitzer, and also he wrote the new exhibition catalog on the series, which will open at the Taft Museum of Art in Cincinnati in June of 2014, exactly 175 years since Cole first began the paintings. We welcome Dr. Paul Schweitzer with us, as well as Betsy Jacks, Executive Director at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. Thank you both for being with us. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Betsy, let us begin with you of how this lecture came about. Obviously quite fitting, because this is a big moment in Cole history, I would assume.
Yes, well, when we found out that this series was going to tour, we were very excited because it's really the essential Thomas Cole in many ways. And Cole always wanted to elevate landscape painting so that it would have meaning and not just be a mere colorful, gaudy display, as he said. And this series does it. This takes landscape painting, which is his thing, and gives it a meaning about the human experience in a very literal way. You can just read the story right in the paintings. So it's everything that Thomas Cole ever wanted in a painting. And it's always been a very popular series for that and other reasons.
Paul, how did you start your work on this series?
Well, I think that was about 30 years ago. I was given the great privilege of becoming the director at the Munson Williams Proctor Art Institute. And, of course, I had known the series. It's legendary. And I was absolutely thrilled to be able to live and think about the series for all these years. And then the extraordinary opportunity, which Betsy outlined, about the opportunity for a new and very rare national tour of the pictures came up. And I shared with my colleague, Anna D'Ambrosio, the director at Munson Williams, that, you know, there were some additional things that needed to be said about the paintings. Certainly, scholars in whose footsteps I follow, most notably Elwood C. Perry, who's written the definitive monograph on Thomas Cole, had a whole lot of wonderful things to say about the series. But what I've done in my study is taken the shadow or the influence of the series on into the waning decades of the 19th century, a really very important part of this entire story, but one which has yet to see, if you will, the light of day.
What is it, do you think, about this series that has become so iconic?
People either love it or hate it. I'm, of course, of the former school, and I think Betsy and a lot of people are. I think there is a tremendous amount. Cole really got it right in this series. He said earlier that he wanted to be more than simply a leaf painter. And when he painted this series, after thinking about it for a goodly number of years, he managed to reduce in very, very simple terms, in terms that all of us can relate to, that, you know, our life is a journey and we travel from one stage of life to another, and that with the right decisions at various stages of our life, after a little maybe youthful disappointment, with good luck and faith, there is the prospect of a happy outcome at the end. And certainly this was a theme which was redolent in 19th century thought and culture, particularly in the middle decades of the 19th century, when America, of course, was going through its own crisis of identity, given the Civil War and what have you.
What do you like to get across, Betsy, when you offer these lectures, and in particular this Raymond Beecher lecture series, of having someone come in? What do you want to accomplish in those?
I think the primary thing is that we show how this art that was created 175 years ago speaks to us now, and that these themes that Thomas Cole explored and others in the Hudson River School explored are so relevant today, and that we can recognize our own human experience in the artwork that was created so long ago, in the writings and in all of these art, what these artists did. It's uncanny sometimes that what we read about is, it could be just the same thought process that you had the other day.
And when you think about the talk that you'll be giving, what do you want to accomplish, Paul?
Well, I really, there will be a lot of people who have already, made their commitment to the voyage of life. They love the pictures. They will certainly, I think, be gratified with the with some of the imagery that I'm looking forward to sharing with my audience on Sunday. But also, there will be a part of the talk which I believe will be a revelation. New things, new discoveries, new ways to look at Thomas Cole, particularly some of the interpretations that I'm going to be offering about the context in which Cole painted these series. I'm thinking of the third picture in the series, in particular the manhood picture, in which the Voyager, as a middle-aged man, is threatened by three demons in the sky. Well, what does that really mean? And what are these demons, and what can we extrapolate from the identity that Cole has given to these demons about some of the issues that were going on in the middle decades of the century? So, you know, I certainly want people to be pleased and enjoy themselves and come away satisfied that they have spent their time wisely, but I also hope that I'll be able to give them some things as well to think about. And I must say as well that in the extraordinary tradition of Raymond Beecher, I hope I will do honor to everything that he has done in history to enable us all to come together and, celebrate Thomas Cole the way we do because of his efforts way before even the Thomas Cole National Site was even created. It was he and a couple other very lone pioneers who were able to preserve this wonderful national treasure to be able to assure its perpetuity for future generations.
I want to go back to Betsy in just a moment, but in your lecture, as you say, some people love it or hate it. Do you try to sway opinion at all? Do you try to make the case?
I've watched those mixed reactions over a number of decades. And, it's a whole separate story about why people are uncomfortable with the series. Maybe it's a little too close in terms of our own personal experience. It's hard to know. But, the other people think the series is a little too literal. Thomas Cole was adamant that this series be clearly understood. He said, writing to his patron, he wanted to make a strong moral and religious impression. And other people who have preceded me in Cole's scholarship have examined how Cole was actually able to achieve that, actually condensing very complicated ideas into very simple form. But there was, particularly in the early part of the 20th century, when modernist aesthetics reigned supreme in the American art world, a lot of people disliked the series because it was regarded as far too literal, it was too storytelling, it wasn't about sublime abstract ideas, it really was a narrative picture, and it really took more than 50 years or so for Cole's reputation to be revived, which, by the way, Betsy and her staff at the Cole House are contributing to that revival of interest in Thomas Cole overall. But it really took, as Elwood Perry said in his book, the ability to re-examine what Cole's motives were. What was he trying to do? What was he trying to say? For us to be able to really understand and therefore appreciate Cole on his own terms rather than looking at him through the eyes, say, of a different era and a different period and a different set of aesthetics.
We are. We just have a few more seconds, but
sure.
Besides this wonderful event, what else is going on this fall, Betsy?
Well, right now, just for a few more weeks, actually, we have up our exhibition on Albert Bierstadt. And it will close on November 3rd, so anybody who is thinking about coming might want to make some plans. But after this lecture on Sunday, we will have a free viewing of that exhibition included, along with a little wine and cheese.
The event will take place, the 8th Annual Raymond Beecher Lecture at the Thomas Cole Historic Site entitled America's Eden, Thomas Cole and the Voyage of Life will take place this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Dr. Paul Schweitzer and Betsy Jacks, thank you so much for joining us and have a wonderful time.
Thanks, Joe. It's
Our
always
pleasure.
A pleasure.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.